I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. This is a return to the traditional, or, you know, I'm not even sure if it's a traditional format or not, but the usual format here at Sunglasses After Dark, of it being a mixtape podcast, wherein I play a bunch of stuff that I like. Yeah. We've been interviewing a lot of people lately and having them play DJ, and I think it's time to get in and justify all of these records I've bought over the last few months. It has been a few months since we've done like a standard mixtape podcast, so we're going to get right into it. We have a bunch of stuff. It is all pretty loud. It is all pretty angry. And we're going to start it off with the B-side to the latest installment in the Too Much Rock single series. This is Kansas City's The Uncouth covering Slade's Goodbye to Jane.
Queen, if you see what I mean, she's a queen.
latest album on Magnetic South Recordings. That was The Tsunamis with Saturday Night Sweetheart. That is the title track to that album. It's been out for a month or two. It's pretty fantastic. I'm enjoying it a lot. I mean, like, I enjoyed that 7-inch they put out last year, and I'm enjoying this even more. Like, there's a lot of different things going on, and I think that last track does a really good job of demonstrating sort of everything they've got going on that LP. Before that, Zero Boys did I'm Absent. That is from Crazy Al's Indiana Punk and New Wave 76 to 83. That is the cassette version of a double CD that is out. I don't know enough about Indiana punk rock and New Wave from that time to really be able to speak with any authority as to whether or not the tape version is like a better condensed version that of the double CD or not. All I know is that the cassette's really great, and I kind of want to check out the CD as well, because it has another unreleased Zero Boys song on it. There's also things that might be considered underground hits, for lack of a better term, like Dow Jones and the Industrials, Can't Stand the Midwest, and a bunch of other things. It's definitely worth picking up. I think most of those cassettes, they may all be gone by the time this podcast goes up, but definitely you can get that double CD, and you can find information about that at rockstarjournalist.com, where we have the review. And before that, Lost and Found by The Saints from Eternally Yours, their second LP. It has such fantastic songs on it, and I'm very happy to finally have a copy of that. Thank you, Record Store Day. And we started everything off with The Uncouth covering Slade's Goodbye to Jane from Too Much Rock single series number 4. The A-side KC United is also pretty solid as well. Okay, we're going to get back into it, and we're going to play some punk rock. And we're going to start off with a recent single from Western Addiction on Fat Wreck Chords. The single is entitled I'm Not the Man That I Thought I'd Be, and this song is the last track on it, and it is the demo version of Clatter and Hiss.
You're hanging with the hardcore now, brother.
Mrs. Shall come to pass. I think
the Cry Now, Cry Later 7-inch. That was Brooklyn's Sad Boys with Turds on a China Plate. I hate that word. I hate the word turds. It bothers me immensely, and I think it's a measure of how much I enjoy that song that I was willing to play it on the podcast, despite the fact that it has that word in it. Before that, the Flatliners did Fangs from Resuscitation of the Year single on Fat Rec Chords. Radioactivity, Silent, that is from their upcoming album Silent Kill on Dirtnap Records. It's so good. I wish I could play something else from it, but none of it's been cleared for play except for that song, which they debuted over at NPR last month. Yeah, it's so good. Oh my god. I like that first album, and I really like The Marked Men, but I think this might be one of the best things they've done since Fix My Brain. Yeah, definitely get it when it comes out. And we start everything off with another single on Fat Wreck that was Western Addiction from the I'm Not the Man That I Thought I'd Be single. That was the demo version of Clatter and Hiss. I quite enjoy both of those Fat Wreck singles. The artwork and everything, it's all black and white and sort of like glossy ink on matte board. They look really cool. And yeah, I'm really excited that Fat Wreck keeps putting out singles. I think it's kind of neat. Like, it's such a rare thing anymore. Okay, we're going to get very loud. We're going to get very angry. And I think nothing demonstrates that more than we're going to start out with Exhumed. This is from their split with Iron Reagan. And it is the first track, and it's called Gravewalker.
We'll be right back.
From the three-way split, Japan 2014, that was Raw Distractions with number 7. That's also got Sad Boys on it. I picked it up from a distro. It's pretty amazing. Really like Sad Boys, in case you haven't been able to tell. I don't even know if they're still together. I don't know if they're releasing anything else. I don't know how long they last, but I dig that pogo punk, and so I've bought everything I could track down. And it's really good and fun and kind of spazzy and weird, which, like, basically, if you like Melt Banana, you should really like Sad Boys. Anyhow, I don't know why I'm talking about them so much. Iron Reagan did Paycheck from their 2012 demo, also entitled Demo 2012 on Clearview Records. And from Iron Reagan split with Exhumed, we had Exhumed doing Gravewalker. I like saying Exhumed, because I like that particular way of pronouncing use, like tune. I think I'm stealing that from someone. I should really, really lay off the tea on an empty stomach. We're going to get back into the last set. We've got some louder stuff, some weird stuff, featuring former members of Planes Mistaken for Stars. This is the Swan King with Invisible Hands. We'll be right back. Ryan from Off With Their Heads runs a thing called Anxious and Angry. Anxious and Angry is a podcast. It is a record label. It is a clothing endeavor. It is all kinds of things. But what's kind of great is that's a store also where you can buy all of Off With Their Heads releases. And every few months or so, he gets some people and under the Off With Their Heads moniker, records the cover song, presses it to Flexi, and throws it in free with orders. So they've done like Neutral Milk Hotel before, and this current one is a song that I just played, which is a cover of Langhorne Slim and the Laws on the Attack. That is from the Flexi, and it sounds really amazing. I think that's the best sounding Flexi I've ever heard in my life. But anyhow, if you're looking to buy some Off With Their Head stuff, that's what I've been doing, buying one record at a time and gradually getting their entire discography, in addition to these really amazing limited edition Flexis. So, before that, even in his youth, from the Whatever Nevermind compilation that Robotic Empire put out for Record Store Day, that is by Thou, which, much like their In Utero in its entirety compilation, Thou definitely has the outstanding tracks, and they actually have two. They also do Endless Nameless, as it's like a 7-inch that's included with the LP. It's pretty great. Chicago's Meatwave did Keep Smoking from their self-titled debut that is on Hawthorne Street Records that just got pressed on LP not too long ago, after having been out digitally for like a year or two. And they're like one of those Chicago bands to watch, and you can hear why. We started everything off with The Swan King doing Invisible Hands from Eyes Like Knives on 7th Rule Records. That features former members of Planes Mistaken for Stars. Planes Mistaken for Stars have reunited, and they are doing a tour this summer. It is not coming through Kansas. I am super pissed. But I hope those of you who have the chance to go see that do, because it will be fantastic. And that just about does it. I'd like to thank everybody for downloading and listening. You can find this podcast every other week or so at Rockstar Journalist, where I blog about things, tangible things in an age of digital ephemera, like books and zines and records and cassettes and all of those fun things. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff for review and play on this podcast. Tell your friends to download and listen. And until next time, thanks for listening.